I'm Isa Goldberg, president of the Drama Desk, and I'm talking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
On the 10th annual Total Theater Tony Show, moving to another category, featured actor in a play, and we have someone who is very well qualified to speak about that because she is the president of the Drama Desk. That's another theater organization, one that covers not only Broadway but off, and you can find her as a critic on the Broadway Channel, which is this channel you get in all the hotels in New York and also on all the big cable networks and stations. And so it is a pleasure to re-welcome to the neighborhood, Isa Goldberg. Hello, Isa.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, so cheery and chipper, and are you excited about the Tonys as well as the Drama Desk Awards?
Sure, I'm excited about everything that happens in the theater, whether it's directly my experience or something I hear about. The Tonys are the iconic theater award in our country, so they matter to me a great deal.
Well, how about this category of featured actor in a play? I'll read off the list of the names and then we'll go through them. There's Reed Birney in Casa Valentina, Paul Chahidi in Twelfth Night, two other Twelfth Night people, Stephen Fry and Mark Rylance, plus Brian J. Smith for The Glass Menagerie. So, Isa, your thoughts on the Tony category?
You know, I think it is the quintessential category this season for the Tony Awards. It's Where Are the Gals? It's been a big theme on Broadway since before Kinky Boots, but it seems to have inspired a huge amount of attention to cross-dressing and transgendered life and people from the all-male cast of Twelfth Night, the real story of the heterosexual cross-dressers in Casa Valentina by Harvey Fierstein, and, of course, as to Where the Gals Are, no one is a more perfect observer than the gentleman caller in The Glass Menagerie, really very finely portrayed by Brian J. Smith. It's interesting, by contrast, that there were no women in many categories of the Tony Awards themselves this season. There was only one woman director, Lee Silverman, for the musical Violet, but there were no women nominated for play, score, or book.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think there's really any point that this makes, other than the fact that we have a great interest aesthetically in the feminizing of our roles as people, but when it comes to power roles, they're played by men. And by the way, because of how we define power roles in our society, I think it's true, men have the power roles for the right reason. They're the alphas, so to speak.
Or at least we try to be. We fake it well enough.
You're supposed to be.
Well, okay, that's a really interesting take on things, although it could also be cyclical. Let's not forget that last year, the top Broadway musical had a score by Cyndi Lauper.
Yes, and it had also last year, there were two directors, both women, who won. Diane Paulus in the Best Musical category of Pippin, and Pam McKinnon in the play category, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. So it was a stellar year for women.
Let's stick to the category as it is. Of the people who are up there, Reed Birney, the three guys from Twelfth Night, Brian J. Smith, whom would you vote for, and whom do you think the Tonys will go for this category?
I believe the Tonys will vote for Mark Rylance. I would vote for Reed Birney.
Why?
Number one, I am totally enamored of Rylance's Richard III. So to me, that's where he deserves to win, as a leading actor in a play. That doesn't even mean because the Tonys have nominated him, it's because I just believe he brought something to that role which was substantially different from the way it's been played to New York audiences over the years.
Okay.
Which is primarily, clarify that point, as a Nazi clone, whether it's in the costume or in the affect and mannerism of the actor. He's a Nazi wannabe from the first word to the last sentence, to the last note. And it's unfortunate. It's way too reductive of Shakespeare and of World War II. Be that as it may, the fact that the Tonys nominated the three actors together, Paul Chahidi and Stephen Fry and Mark Rylance, tells me they themselves saw it as an ensemble. So if you're going to pick someone out of the ensemble, it becomes a shooting match. I mean, Mark Rylance leads the ensemble because he's Mark Rylance, and is Olivia, is the centerpiece of the production. Stephen Fry would win because he's an international celebrity. He's probably the most celebrated person on this list of nominees.
Mm.
In Britain, he's a national treasure, and he's a very, very articulate and prolific man in many, many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Giahidi as Mariah. This is an interesting one. She's the only character who really speaks in prose, so she's the most accessible in a certain way to this audience. But be it as it may, I don't see either Giahidi or Fry winning out over Rylance. Brian J. Smith did a laudable job as the gentleman caller in The Glass Menagerie, and I think he brought a lot of humanism to the character. And the scene that he has with Laura, in which he expresses to her who he is and why he can't be her suitor, but how important it is to think positively in your own life, it comes out of nowhere. It's almost like a play that isn't happening. But he really brought a huge amount of tactfulness and humanity to the roles, which is really impressive. I thought he was great.
But you're saying that, for you, Reed Birney was the performance of this category.
It really is. And I've watched Reed Birney over the years in many roles. In this role, I did not recognize him. He looked and acted like a woman far more than any other actor on that stage, in my opinion. He was inseparable from the woman he played. And it was a total transformation. It really was a character that he built that was believable, that was true to the way it was written. It was the most artful work I saw in that category this season.
Nice. Now, let me ask you, Isa, you are the president of the Drama Desk. That also has a category for featured actor in a play, although I believe they mix Broadway and off-Broadway. How is that category different for your organization?
It's greatly different because we do mix the categories. We nominated only two Broadway actors. We nominated Brian J. Smith in The Glass Menagerie and Peter Maloney, who plays the old man, the father, in Outside Mullinger.
So what did you have for the off-Broadway people there?
We had Chuck Cooper, choir boy. He was also on Broadway this season in Act One.
Uh-huh.
And we had Bobby Moreno, Year of the Rooster, and Bill Pullman, who plays a real weirdo in The Jacksonian, which was another off-Broadway production.
Well, can I have your thoughts on separating Broadway or lumping it together with off-Broadway? Should they?
They actually lump all of the categories. Oh. I respect that there are other awards that combine some categories and separate others, but we actually combine all of the categories. When you look at the range of productions we cover, and we cover about 300 productions a season.
Wow.
A really huge undertaking to find the five or six most outstanding out of so many possibilities. And when you have to compare Broadway to off and off-off, it's a further challenge. So, indeed, it's difficult to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it keeps us honest, keeps us from voting for movie stars because they're movie stars, or for the sake of the fact that they're movie stars, and causes us to look seriously at the work that's on the stage. Be it, and that's true in all categories, not only acting, but costumes, for instance. This season, one of the most interesting shows for costumes was a really unlikely show called The Mysteries. It's done by the acting company at the Flea Theater, which is off-Broadway, but this is a resident troupe of mostly younger actors who are learning, and their costumes were so imaginative because they didn't have any money.
That helps a lot of the time, yeah.
It really forced them to be really creative. So that, I think, is an important footnote to who we are and how we look at things.
Now, speaking of how you look at things, very quickly, Isa, what was your favorite of the season show, wherever it played?
If I had to choose one, I think it would be Machinal, which played at the Roundabout. It was on Broadway. It was just a devastating story about a woman who murders her husband, and she goes to jail for it. I have to say, it was the most justifiable murder. But it was brilliantly done. I would say that Rebecca Hall, who played the lead role, was really overlooked by the Tonys, because I thought she just did a magnificent job. And the featured actor, who's the love interest, not the husband, Morgan Spector, was a passionate love object. It wasn't that he was working at it.
Well, they used him in Bridges of Madison County, come to think of it. Well, we are passionately in love having Isa Goldberg back in the neighborhood talking Tonys. Where are you going to be Tony night, Isa?
I'm not sure yet.
Cool.
But I'll tell you after it happens.
It's a pleasure, always, to have you here, and we thank you so much for being with us talking Tonys in the neighborhood.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.